Let's do some Bible study out here. Romans 12, 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." What does that mean? Well, the Bible says you cannot be of the world. This is Satan's kingdom, this culture. The Bible says you must be born of God's kingdom by the gospel we've been preaching all day, the shed blood of Jesus, faith and repentance to him. Do not be conformed to the world, following football, politics, sports, entertainment, pride, vanity, feminization is following the world. Following the church systems is following the world, neighbor. If you want to come out of the world and follow a savior that's not of the world, you have to repent, lose your life, identify what is God's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom. God's kingdom is in spirit and truth. Satan's kingdom is in carnality, flesh, entertainment, false ways, like the church systems teach. We have to keep hammering on it because so many people say amen, but they go to false churches. Don't say amen as you go to a false church system. Jesus is the truth. Unless you love the truth and are living the truth, you can't amen that word. So Romans 12, 2. Be ye not conformed. Come out of the world. The world that God created, the trees, the animals, the people, that's good. What Satan created, the NFL, politics, entertainment, media, this is Satan's kingdom. And if you claim Jesus as you walk in the world, you're deceiving yourself. James 4:4. Says a friend of the world is an enemy of God. That word friend means fond of. If you're fond of the things of the world, you are an enemy of God, neighbor. Repent, seek the kingdom of God, lose your life for this glorious Savior.